Did you know that a Roman prince once switched sides, converted to Islam, and then helped the Muslims defeat his uncle in battle? You see, the Seljuks were a Turkic tribe of Muslims that had come from Central Asia and were now ruling over Persia. And in 1071, they were on the borders of the Byzantine Empire. The Byzantines, seeing the Seljuks as a threat, came out to face them at the Battle of Manzikert, one of the most important and consequential battles in Muslim history. The Seljuks managed to win a decisive victory against the Byzantines, capturing their emperor and ultimately weakening their power in the region. And so these Turkic Muslims continued on west and began spreading Islam in Anatolia. Within a few years, most of Anatolia had come under Muslim rule for the first time, and it seemed like it was only a matter of time before Constantinople too would fall. But in 1081, a Byzantine man by the name of Alexios Komnenos seized the throne and took control of the collapsing empire. He was a formidable emperor, and under his rule, the Byzantine Empire was able to halt its decline and begin recovering its damaged military and economy, even turning back the tide against the Muslims and recovering some of their lost territory. It was an incredibly important moment for the Byzantine Empire and what was later known as the Komnenian Restoration. And perhaps because of this restoration, the Muslims weren't able to take Constantinople for another 400 years. A few years later, though, Alexios Komnenos passed away and the empire was thrown into a succession crisis. Alexios had wanted his eldest son, John II, to take the throne after his death, but his youngest son, Isaac, soon began having ambitions of his own. John II did manage to ascend to the throne in 1118, but over time, the relationship between the two brothers slowly deteriorated, and by 1130, it had become irreconcilable. Isaac soon tried to overthrow John II in a coup while he was fighting the Seljuks outside the capital city. And when John II found out about this, Isaac was forced to flee the empire, taking his two sons with him and finding refuge in the courts of none other than the Seljuks. They met with Emir Gazi, one of the local Seljuk emirs, and they were given his protection. And because of that, they were now allowed to travel through the Muslim lands, where they spent the next 8 years trying to create a broad alliance with other rulers in the land against the Byzantine emperor. And it was during this time that one of Isaac's sons, John, was taught to speak Arabic and even studied the teachings of Islam, giving him new perspectives that would stay with him for the rest of his life. But by 1138, it was clear that their efforts to form a coalition force were in vain, and the emperor back home in Constantinople was only growing stronger by the year. So Isaac and his two sons decided to return back to the Byzantine Empire, where the emperor readily forgave them. After all, they were family. All was back to normal in the Byzantine courts, and the emperor continued his struggle against the Seljuks. And the next year, in 1139, Isaac's son John had joined a military campaign against the Seljuks that was being led by the emperor himself. The Byzantines arrived in the city of Neo-Caesarea, where Emir Gazi's son Melik Mehmed now ruled. It was a poetic moment. Melik's father had once protected John and Isaac from the Byzantine emperor, and now here they were, besieging his city. And then something extraordinary happened. All of a sudden, John decided to switch sides, and the emperor had commanded him to give it to one of his favorite knights. Enraged by the request, John challenged the knight to a duel over the horse, but seeing the emperor frown at his reaction, he realized that it was futile and gave the knight his horse. And in an act of pride and defiance, he simply took another horse and made his way to the other side. Once again, John had defected to the Muslim side, but this time there was no turning back. Melik Mehmed was delighted to see him, having known John during his time in exile. And when John arrived in his camp, he began divulging all of the Byzantine army's secrets and telling him where their weaknesses were. Melik took this information and acted on it, attacking them at their weakest points and managing to push them back out of the city. The emperor was forced into a retreat, and now the city was free of the siege. Without John, surely the city would have fallen. From there, John traveled to meet Mas'ud I, the main sultan of the region. And when the sultan met him, he was very impressed with his knowledge of Islam and the Arabic language. And soon after, John decided to convert to Islam and even married one of the sultan's daughters. He had come from one of the Byzantine's most prestigious families. He was the grandson of an emperor, the nephew of another emperor, and the cousin of another emperor. Even his own brother, who he had spent 8 years in exile with, would soon also become an emperor. And there John stood against all of them. But now he had a new family, the Muslim Ummah. I can follow for more Muslim facts.